弟兄姊妹，请我们大家保持安静。
Brothers and sisters, let us come in with some quiet, please.
让我们开头的时候先有一点祷告的时间。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你实在给我们很多的机会，可以一同聚在你的跟前。
You give us so many opportunities to gather at your feet.
今天下午又是一次的机会，我们一同聚在你的脚前。
This afternoon is another opportunity to be gathered at your feet.
我们求你用你的同在覆庇这个聚会。
We pray that you would presence yourself with us.
主啊，这几天你已经把你许多宝贵的话语供应我们。
These past days, you have already given us your precious word.
今天下午你持续的对我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us this afternoon.
在今天这个黑暗的时代里面。
In this dark age today,
愿我们因着你的话，
by your word,
脚前有一点灯，
may we have a lamp unto
us, 路上有一点光，
and may we have some light in our way,
我们可以走在你所喜悦的路上，
so that we can walk on the way that delights you.
愿我们的生活、我们的侍奉、我们的聚会都能够满足你的心。
May our service, may our fellowship, may our meeting together be pleasing.
所以下午这点时间。
So this afternoon,
求你怜悯说的、翻译的，
may you have mercy upon the one who speaks and the one who translates,
也向着所有的弟兄姊妹施恩典。
And may you have grace upon all brothers and sisters.
我们恭敬地把这点时间交在你的恩手中。
We commit this time into your gracious hands.
主啊，求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
阿门。
Amen.
下午这一堂，我的负担呢是和弟兄姊妹来讲到交通与薄饼。
This afternoon, my burden is to share in the matter of fellowship and breaking the bread.
我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处的圣经。
To begin, let's turn to a couple of passages.
我们先请大家打开《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
42节
Acts 2, verse 42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
我们晓得这节圣经呢，中文的翻译啊，跟原文呢有一点点的出入。
We know that there's a difference in the translation from the original and in the Chinese.
在圣经的原文里面
，In the original，
他应该说是都恒心遵守使徒的教训、使徒的交通，然后是擘饼祈祷。
In the original, it is they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching.To the apostles' fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
我们中文圣经呢，这里翻作彼此交接。
And in the Chinese, it translates to have fellowship together, one with another.
原文的意思就是交通。
And the original meaning is indeed fellowship.
并且是使徒的交通。
And it is the apostles' fellowship.
所以这里一共有四件事情。
There are four items here.
我们晓得这是当耶路撒冷的教会被建立以后。
We know that after the church in Jerusalem was built,
这是初期教会他们聚会的四个重要的内容。
And these were four things that were very important to the early church.
也是初期的圣徒们他们所持守的。
And these were kept by the early saints.
当然，弟兄姊妹，这四件事情对于今天地上的教会来讲也是非常重要的。
And these four items are very important to us today too.
也应该是我们所持守的。
We also need to keep these.
啊，这里讲到四件事情实在是分成两组。
These four items are split into two categories.
啊，那么使徒的教训和使徒的交通是一组。
The apostles' teaching and the apostles' fellowship is one group.
然后呢，擘饼和祈祷是一组。
Breaking of bread and prayer is the other group.
所以他前面所说的呢，弟兄姊妹，这里是讲到使徒的交通。
Here we speak of the apostles' fellowship.
我在想，为什么在这里讲到使徒的交通呢
？Why does it mention here the apostles' fellowship?
当然，我们晓得当初啊。 这班使徒们呢，每一个人都是与主有交通的。
We know that each one of these apostles had fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
他们与主之间都有非常亲密的关系。
They had a very close relationship with our Lord.
当他们与主有交通
，And when they had fellowship with our Lord.
然后呢，他们把他们从主所交通的又交通给所有的圣徒们。
They would then in turn turn their fellowship with the Lord to the fellowship with the saints.
所以从一面来讲，就是当日这些圣徒们，他们持守主使徒们所交通给他们的。
And what they did was these saints kept what the apostles gave them.
但是还有一个意思。
But there's another meaning.
这里告诉我们，就是说使徒的交通才是一个正确的交通。
It also says that the apostles' fellowship is a true fellowship.
今天我们常常听见神的儿女们讲到，我们来交通。
Many times we hear the children of God saying, "Let's have fellowship."
但是我们的交通是不是真的能满足主的心呢
？But is our fellowship truly satisfying to our Lord's heart?
我们的交通是不是真的在主里面的交通
？Is our fellowship truly fellowship in the Lord?
那弟兄姊妹们，好像主在这里给我们看见这个使徒的交通才是一个标准的一种交通。
Brothers and sisters, here we see that the apostles' fellowship is a standard.
如果我们今天能够在使徒的交通中这样来交通，那就是神所要我们的交通。
This is an ideal fellowship. If we can fellowship this way, it would be but good.
所以初期的圣徒们，他们不仅持守使徒的教训。
So the early saints not only kept the apostles' teaching.
我们晓得使徒的教训就是主的话。
We know that the apostles' teaching is God's word.
因为使徒们不讲自己的话。
Because the apostles did not speak their own words.
他们讲的是主的话。
They spoke the Lord's words.
那弟兄姊妹们，他们不仅持守使徒的教训，也持守使徒的交通。
Not only did they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, but to the apostles' fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在圣徒的交通里面
，So in the fellowship of the apostles，
只有在使徒的交通这种的方式中间，这才是一个正确的交通。
When we fellowship as saints, we can have to be under the apostles' fellowship.
好，我想我把这个呢稍微解释一下。
So I want to explain that.
那么我们再请读约翰一书。
So let us turn now to 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们要从第一节读到第七节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 7.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard, we will proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
林前第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十六节和十七节
，verses 16 and 17。
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread.
我们知道在第十六节里面所说的那个统领，原文就是交通。
We know that here, when we speak of sharing in the body, that is fellowship.
我们再请看路加福音第二十二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加二十二章
Luke chapter
22, 第十四节到二十节
Verses 14-20.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
And when the hour had come, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him.
耶稣对他们说：“我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。”
And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。
For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“你们拿这个，大家分着喝。”
And when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he said, Take this and share it among yourselves.
我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等神的国来到。
For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes.
又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
我们再看哥林多前书第十一章。
Okay, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们从二十三节读到二十九节。
We'll read from verses 23-29.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread.
祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。
For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly.
弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经里面可以看见。
Brothers and sisters, we can see in the Bible.
神在创造人类的时候。
When God created mankind.
神就有一个非常宝贵和荣耀的意念。
God had a desire in his heart that was very precious.
就是神要以人作为他交通的对象。
He wanted man to be the object of his fellowship.
所以因此呢，人的受造啊
，So man's creation.
啊，或者说交通呢，是人的受造的一个很重要的一个目的。
So it's fellowship is one of the main reasons that man was created.
但当我们读这个创世纪的时候呢
，When we read Genesis，
我们看见亚当夏娃呢跟神之间的交通那个时间很短。
We see the fellowship of Adam and Eve with God was very short.
神还没有办法跟亚当夏娃能够更深入的交通的时候。
Before God had a chance to have a deeper fellowship with Adam and Eve.
结果我们晓得仇敌的工作进来了。
We saw that the work of the enemy came in.
那么把罪带到人的里面。
And brought sin into man.
结果这个罪呢，就使神与人之间的整个交通呢，那么断绝了。
And this sin caused that fellowship to be broken.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个交通的失落呢
，This fellowship and its downfall，
乃是神与人共同的一个损失。
And it is a loss, not only for God, but for man also.
这不仅是我们的损失
，not only our loss，
也是神的损失
，but it is a loss for God.
但是我们感谢神
，but we thank God.
虽然人堕落了，人和神之间的交通断绝了
，even though man failed and fellowship was broken，
但是我们的神并没有放弃
，but our God did not give up.
所以他仍旧积极的来寻找恢复的路
，so he was continuously seeking a path of recovery，
要把人重新带到他的交通里面
，so that once again he can bring man into his fellowship。
我们在旧约的时代中间很清楚地看见
，in the Old Testament time we can see very clearly，
在先祖的时代
，in the time of the forefathers，
有许多个别的人，他们能恢复一点跟神之间的交通
，there were individuals who could restore the fellowship with God。
但是那个交通也都是非常的有限。
But that fellowship is very limited.
那么神的工作是非常积极的。
But God's work is very positive.
那么我想最能够代表神要恢复人与神之间交通的那个东西呢，就是那个旧约的会幕。
So for us to see how the fellowship can be recovered, the best picture we can see is the Old Testament.Tabernacle.
我们晓得神为什么建造会幕呢
？Why was the tabernacle built?
神就是希望能够恢复他与人之间的一个交通。
Because our God desired to restore fellowship with man.
所以在旧约时代中间，当会幕建造起来的时候
，So when the tabernacle was built in the Old Testament,
以色列人可以来到会幕那里来亲近神。
The people of Israel can come to the tabernacle to draw nigh unto God.
但是我们看见那个在会幕中。会幕的建造上是一个预表的意思。
But we see a type in the building of the tabernacle.
所以神跟人之间还是有很大的距离。
So between God and man, there still was a distance.
除了大祭司一年一次可以进到至圣所的里面。
Aside from the priest going into the Holy of Holies once a year.
并且我们晓得那个大祭司进到至圣所里面都是战战兢兢的。
We know that the high priest entered the Holy of Holies with great fear and trembling.
那带着牛羊的血进去。
He would bring in the blood.
他会非常的小心。
And he was very careful.
因为如果不小心，就很可能会倒闭在神的跟前。
If he was not careful, he would could fall before God.
所以那个交通呢，并不是一个好像看起来很愉快的一种交通。
So that fellowship was didn't seem like a fellowship filled with joy.
那么其他的这些祭司们呢？他们可以在圣所在这个会幕的院子里面。
And the other priests were very busy in the courts.
那么以色列的百姓呢
？And the people of Israel.
他们被隔在会幕的外面。
They were outside of the tabernacle.
并且圣经告诉我们说，在圣所和至圣所中间有一个非常厚重的幔子。
The Bible tells us between the holy place and the holy of holies there is a very thick veil.
虽然我们的神从天上来到了地上
，Even though our God came down to earth，
但是他和神人之间呢，仍旧有一个距离。
But he had a distance between him and man.
虽然在旧约时代中间，他们借着献祭可以跟神有一点交通
，But even through the Old Testament, through sacrifice, they had some fellowship.
但是也只不过是一种特殊的情况
，But it was only for some special occasions.
我们晓得神在幔子后面，神的心是何等的不能满足。
We know that God's heart behind the veil could not be satisfied.
虽然这个时候弟兄姊妹们从至圣所到那个会幕的那个门口
，So from the Holy of Holies to the entrance of the tabernacle，
大概有100多英尺的一个这么一个距离。
It's about 100 yards difference.
但是呢，神的百姓还是不能进到神的跟前。
But the people of Israel could not come into His presence.
我们晓得这是旧约的故事。
We know this is a story of the Old Testament.
讲到神如何积极盼望能够恢复 他跟他百姓之间的交通。
How God wanted to restore that fellowship with His people.
但是这个交通，神的心是不能满足的。
But this fellowship, God's heart could not be satisfied.
所以到了新约时代
，So when we reach the New Testament,
我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
When our Lord Jesus became flesh, came to this earth.
他借着十字架的救恩。
And through the redemption on the cross,
那么他把我们这些蒙恩得救的人救赎回来。
And he saved and redeemed us believers.
那么他现在要借着这个救恩恢复我们跟神之间的交通。
And through this salvation, he wants to restore the fellowship with us.
我们晓得主耶稣基督的血。
We know that our Lord Jesus' blood
使我们可以和神之间和好
enables us to be reconciled to Him.
因为他的血除去我们的罪
because His blood takes away all of our sins.
叫我们这些重生得救的人弟兄姊妹可以跟神和好
so that for us who are reborn, we can be reconciled with
Him. 然后他又借着他身体的裂开
and through the breaking of His body,
为我们开了又新又活的路
He opened a new and living way.
并且是直通幔内
and it goes right through the veil.
叫我们可以进入至圣所直接来到神的跟前
that we can enter the Holy of Holies before the presence of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹这是何等大的一个福气
This is such a great blessing for us.
所以我们可以现在直接来到神的跟前
so now we can come before Him directly to have fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这是罗马书跟希伯来书给我们看见。
This is what we see in Romans and in Hebrews.
所以在新约时代中间
，So in the New Testament,
神的百姓呢，可以在灵里面跟神之间能有比较靠近的这种的交通。
In the spirit, they can have a closer fellowship with the Lord.
那我们要问说，神为什么要与我们有交通
？Now we have to ask a question: Why does God want to have fellowship with us?
我们从主的话语里面可以领悟到
Through God's word we can see
因为神要与人分享他一切的丰盛
Because God wants to share with His people all of His abundance
他要把他本性一切的美德把他的能力把他的智慧把他的荣耀与人来分享
He wants to give all His power, His wisdom, His glory and share it with His people
他也要把他那个永远的旨意来和人分享
And He wants to share with man His eternal purpose
他为着要叫我们这些人能够得到他的这个丰富
So that we can receive His riches
所以他首先呢把这个丰盛呢放在他儿子耶稣基督的里面
So He puts all those riches in His Son
在哥罗西书里面很清楚地告诉我们
In Colossians it is very clear
神所有一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里面
All the fullness of the Godhead is in His Son
然后呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢
，And our Lord Jesus，
他就借着把他的生命分赐给人，就把这个丰盛也分赐给我们。
Through the giving of His life, He gives us these riches.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们晓得主的救恩是要叫我们得到一个生命。
We know that His salvation is for us to have a new life.
而这个生命里面包含了神所有一切的丰盛在里面。
And this new life is included all of His riches.
所以我们今天晓得神要与我们交通。
So God wants to have fellowship with us.
神乃是要与我们分享他一切所有的丰盛。
Because He wants to share with us all of His riches.
那我们感谢神
We thank God.
当神要把这些丰盛与我们分享的时候
When He wants to give us all the abundant riches,
他好像要他把我们摆在一个对等的地位上面
It's almost as if He puts us on the same level with Him.
所以在希腊文里面的 koinonia 这个字
So this in Greek, the word koinonia
应该把它翻成、中文的翻成就是一种普及的分享
It is a sharing in common.
就是在交通这件事情上面没有什么特别
So nothing special in this matter of fellowship
任何一个蒙恩得救的人
Anyone who is saved
都可以与神有交通
Can have fellowship with God
都可以分享神的丰富
Can share of His riches
我们甚至感谢我们的神
We thank our God
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章那里告诉我们
So Jesus tells us in John chapter 15
他对门徒们说
He spoke to the disciples
以后呢我不再称你们为仆人
He says no longer will I call you servants
因为仆人不能知道主人所做的事情
Because they do not know what the master is doing.
他说我乃称你们为朋友
But I will call you friends.
他说我已经把从父所领受的都告诉你们了
So for all the things that I have heard from the Father, I've given you.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做朋友呢？
What does a friend mean?
朋友就是站在对等的地位上。
Friend means to stand at the same level.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他是何等的爱我们。
He loves us so.
他是何等的尊重我们。
He regards us.
他为了叫我们能享受他的丰富。
He wants to share with us.
他把我们摆在一个对等的地位。 地位上面。
He puts us on the same level.
所以因此弟兄姊妹交通呢
，So this matter of fellowship
不是由上往下
，It is not from top to bottom.
啊，也不是由下往上
，It is not from bottom to top.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果是由上而下的话呢
，If it comes top down，
那个叫吩咐，那个叫命令，对吧
？That is called command.
是圣经中神是有时候吩咐我们命令我们
Yes, God does command us and direct us.
但是他很愿意跟我们在这个平等地位上有交通
But on the same level, he loves to have fellowship.
如果是由下而上的话呢
If we were to come from bottom up,
那个叫做报告，那个叫请示
That means I'm reporting to someone.
弟兄姊妹，这是在交通里面一个很重要的原则
So this is a very principle in the matter of fellowship.
今天主如何对待我们
The way the Lord deals with us.
我们也同样的要对待我们的弟兄和姊妹
The same way we deal with our brothers and sisters.
所以请我们记得
Let us remember.
交通不是由上而下
Fellowship is not top to bottom.
也不是由下 而上
Nor bottom up.
所以我们在交通的里面我们弟兄姊妹站在对等的地位上
So when we have fellowship, we all stay on the same level.
我们实在看见神是何等的恩待人
You see that God is indeed gracious to man.
并且弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们在约翰一书里面
When we read 1 John,
我们看见
We see
只有人
Only man
在整个受造的里面
In all of creation,
是神给我们有特殊的荣耀
we receive a special glory
可以进入神的交通
that we can enter into his fellowship
我们晓得在整个宇宙里面
we know that throughout the whole universe
有一个神圣的交通
there is one true fellowship
那乃是父子圣灵之间的一个交通
and that is the fellowship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
这个交通从来没有向着任何的受造之物
And this fellowship was never open to the rest of creation.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
他把这个交通向着人开放
He opened up that fellowship to mankind.
所以呢，天使或者其他受造之物，他们都没有资格，也没有福分可以进入这个交通。
Whether it be angels or the rest of creation, they cannot worthy to enter into that fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
尤其我们蒙恩得救之后啊。
After we have been saved.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹。我们都得着这个特殊的权利。
All brothers and sisters, we have received this opportunity to have a fellowship.
我们可以进入这个交通。
We can enter into the fellowship.
我们可以分享神所有一切的丰盛。
We can share of all his riches.
弟兄姊妹，这是神他所以要与我们交通的一个重要的一个心意。
This is what is in God's heart, his fellowship with us.
那我们应当如何来和我们的神有交通呢
？So how do we have fellowship with our God?
使徒约翰告诉我们
the Apostle John says,
在约翰一书刚才我们所读的经文里面
the passage that we read in 1 John,
那里约翰很清楚地告诉我们解释告诉我们如何来与神交通
very clearly he shows us how we can have fellowship with God
我们刚才讲到神今天要的圣徒的交通乃是使徒的交通
we mentioned before that the fellowship of the saints is actually the apostles fellowship
约翰一书的第一章的里面
in 1 John chapter 1
约翰很清楚地给我们解释什么叫做使徒的交通
very clearly John shows us what is the apostles fellowship
因为我们知道当初教会初初建立的时候，所有的使徒们呢，他们是第一批进入这个交通的人。
We know that in the church, early church, these apostles were the first ones to enter in.
他们懂得如何跟神之间有交通。
They knew how to have fellowship with God.
所以他们的交通好像成了一个标准的样式一样。
So their fellowship was as if it became the standard.
弟兄姊妹，只有在这样的光景中，我们才叫做真正与神有交通。
So only under this situation can we say that's true worship, true fellowship.
那约翰呢，就来解释这个什么叫做使徒的交通。
So John here explains what is the apostles' fellowship.
那么第一个重要的点呢
，The first important point
就告诉我们说呢，交通乃是一个生命的分享。
Fellowship is a sharing of life.
交通啊，不是沟通。
Fellowship is just not communication.
我常常听见有很多的基督徒啊，用这样的话，他说：“哎，我们大家一同来沟通沟通。”
Many times Christians like to say, "Hey, let's come and communicate. Let's communicate."
啊，基督徒是交通，基督徒不沟通。
Christians. Have fellowship, they don't communicate.
我们晓得这个沟通啊，这是人的智慧。
communicate is through man's wisdom.
交通是生命。
Fellowship is life.
所以我们晓得交通是出于生命，也传递生命。
Fellowship is with life and it gives out life.
因为基督所有一切的丰盛都在这个生命的里面。
For all the fullness of Christ is in here.
我们真是感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，When we are saved,
神就把他自己的生命赐给我们。
God gave His own life for us.
当然，这个生命里面包括多重的意义在里面。
Of course, there is much in this encompassed in this life.
啊，第一方面告诉我们，我们得着这个生命，我们就成为神的儿女。
Firstly, when we gain this life, we become His children.
啊，我们是神所生的。
We are birthed by Him.
啊，这是神给我们生命的一个主要的原因。
And this is one of the main reasons He gives us life.
啊，第二方面
，Secondly,
我们有了这个生命，我们就可以永远活着。
Once we have this life, we can live forever.
因为主耶稣，神的生命是一个永远的生命。
Because God's life is an eternal life.
是一个不会死的生命。
It is a life that does not die.
啊，第三方面
，Thirdly,
告诉我们，因着我们得这个生命。
For us to gain this life,
我们可以与主联合
，so that we can be united with our Lord.
我们知道我们永远是属于他的
，we are forever His.
他也永远属于我们
，and He is forever ours.
我们在他的生命中可以吸取他一切的丰盛
，in His life we can gain all of His fullness.
我们可以享受他的丰盛
，we can experience all of His fullness.
那么第四方面的意思呢
？Fourthly.
就是使我们可以与神交通
，so that we can have fellowship with God.
所以神把生命给我们。其中有一个很重要的目的，乃是叫我们可以跟神之间有交通。
God gives us life, and one of the main purposes for that is that we can have fellowship with Him.
所以，因此，弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在交通的事上
，In this matter of fellowship,
我们乃是以生命为根基的。
The basis, the foundation, is life.
啊，我们只要有这个生命
，As long as we have this life,
我们就可以跟神之间有交通。
We can have fellowship with God.
我们只要有生命
，As long as we have life,
我们彼此之间就可以有交通。
We can have fellowship with one another.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
约翰告诉我们
，John tells us,
当我们活在这样的一种交通中的时候
，When we live in this environment of fellowship,
啊。那叫我们里面充满了喜乐。
It makes us joyous inside.
所以真正使徒的交通
，so that the true apostles fellowship，
它有个特性就是充满喜乐。
The true saints fellowship is filled with joy.
不仅喜乐
，not only joy，
弟兄姊妹们，并且是满了光
，but it is full of light.
啊，所以我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们。应当与我们的神有交通。
Today we need to have fellowship with our God.
也应当与我们的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And we should have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
什么时候，当我们能交得通的时候
？Anytime we can have that fellowship.
你跟神之间能交通的时候
？When you can have fellowship between you and God.
对你的生活中充满喜乐。
And your life is filled with joy.
啊，如果有经验的弟兄姊妹，我想我们都能同意。
Today we all brothers and sisters can agree.
今天我们跟圣徒之间也是一样。
The same thing with all the saints.
当我们能交通的时候
，when we can have fellowship one with another,
我们实在充满喜乐。
We are filled with joy.
什么时候交不通了
？Whenever we don't have fellowship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个喜乐就没有了。
This joy goes away.
啊，那么今天呢，我们不仅弟兄姊妹在这个，交通中间呢，我们有充满喜乐。
Not only do we are we filled with joy during fellowship,
并且呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们乃是在光中。与神交通，与圣徒彼此交通。
But we also have fellowship in the light with God and with all the saints.
啊，所以这里给我们看见了真正的那个使徒的交通呢，这种正确的交通呢，它是为引带进喜乐和光明的这种果效。
The true apostles' fellowship, the standard is that it will bring in joy and life.
但是主知道我们有软弱。
But we know that the Lord knows that we have weakness.
什么时候罪一进来的时候啊
？Anytime sin enters,
我们跟神之间的交通就会断绝。
Then our fellowship with God is broken.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
是主耶稣基督就用他的血为我们的交通做了一个保障。
So the Lord Jesus used His blood to cover our fellowship.
所以这就是约翰一书里面告诉我们的。
This is what 1 John tells us.
啊，当我们有了罪。
When we have sinned,
我们在交通的事上不能畅通的时候
，when we cannot have fellowship,
约翰就告诉我们说
，John tells us,
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin,
因为他儿子耶稣的血呢，能洗净我们所有一切的不义。
Because the blood of Jesus, his son, can cleanse us from all sin.
所以这里特别提到血有另外一面的功效。
Here we see the effectiveness, efficacy of the blood on the other side.
就是保证我们跟神之间的交通能够畅通无阻。
It secures our fellowship with God.
所以这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is so precious.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
当然我们知道这个交通呢，因为是建立在这个生命的。这个基础上面
，We know that fellowship is based on life.
因此呢，我们基督徒属灵生命的这个成长的程度呢，就影响我们的交通。
So the spiritual maturity or growth of a Christian impacts our fellowship.
到底我们跟神之间的交通能有多深
？How deep our fellowship is with God.
跟我们生命的成长有关系。
Depends on our spiritual growth.
到底我们彼此间的交通能有多深？
How deep our fellowship can be with one another.
那么要看我们彼此生命成长的程度。
It also has to do with our spiritual growth.
所以因此我们好像从圣经里面可以看见。
So as if we can look through the Bible.
这个交通呢有一些不同的过程。
That there are different stages for fellowship.
有的交通呢，我们称它为婴儿期的交通。
There are some fellowship, for example, that we call it a fellowship in its infancy or infant fellowship.
当神的百姓属灵的生命幼嫩的时候。
When the life of Christians are very young,
我们像婴孩一样
we're just like a baby.
那么神呢，对我们交通的时候，他就不能把深奥的东西交通给我们。
So when God has fellowship with us, He cannot share the higher things with us.
你不能抱起一个 baby 啊，对他说，神的奥秘就是基督。
You cannot carry a baby and say God's mystery is Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，你只能跟他讲很浅的事情。
You can only speak of shallow things.
你只能用美国人讲这个 baby talk， 只能用这个婴孩的话来讲。
You can only use baby talk.
当然，弟兄姊妹，婴孩是很可爱的。
Of course, infants and babies are very cute.
所以我们每一个人的出生在神的眼中都是宝贝。
So when we are born before our Lord, we are very cute and precious.
所以神抱着我们
God carries us.
他愿意跟我们有交通。
He wants to have fellowship.
但是因为你是婴孩。
But because you're an infant.
所以他只能跟你讲婴孩的话。
He can only speak baby talk.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见保罗对哥林多的教会就是这样。
So Paul was like this to the Corinthian church.
他说你们是婴孩，是吃奶的。
He says you are infants, you are to have milk.
所以你就不能用干粮来喂他。
So we cannot feed you with meat.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们与神的交通间有婴孩时期的。
So when we have fellowship with God, we have the infant fellowship.
当然，这也是个过程，每个人都需要经过这个过程。
Everybody goes through that stage.
但是我们不能永远留在这个婴孩的时期。
Well, we cannot forever live in this infant stage.
所以因此呢，也有成年期的交通。
So then we have a youth, fellowship.
你看约翰在约翰一书里面提到那班父老们。
In 1 John, it speaks of those who are elders.
就说到这班人生命是成熟的。
They say that their life is mature.
他们知道起初原有的事情。
They knew what happened before.
他们能明白神的心。
They can understand what is in God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
是的，今天我们在属灵的交通上面的根据是生命。
So the spiritual fellowship we have, the basis, the foundation is life.
但是因着这个生命成长的程度上的不一样。
But because there are different levels of our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，有很多的时候，这个交通的深浅也不一样。
So therefore, the depth and the shallowness of our fellowship is different.
希伯来书的作者鼓励我们。
The author in Hebrews tells us.
要离开基督道理的开端，竭力的进入完全。
We need to leave the elementary things behind and enter into the fullness of Him.
我们的神实在太丰富了。
Our God is so full.
他的计划太伟大了。
All His plans are so great.
他真是愿意把他这一切都跟我们来分享。
He wants to have fellowship with us.
但是如果我们的生命不长进的话呢
？But if our life does not grow,
弟兄姊妹们，我们只能在一个浅浅的层面上跟他有交通。
We can only fellowship with Him on the surface.
那么神的心也不能满足。
And God's heart would not be satisfied.
我们常常听见有很多基督徒讲。
Many Christians say,
有一些的道不实际。
There are certain messages that are not practical.
太抽象了。
It is so vague and abstract.
太艰难了。
It is too difficult.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们好像一定要讲一些比较浅显的东西我们却觉得实际。
Sometimes if we say something of less substance, we feel that it's more practical.
今天我们晓得
，We know,
这不是不实际。
It's not that it's not practical.
是你不长进。
It's that you haven't grown.
我们需要长大。
We need to grow.
我们需要能明白神更深的心意。
We need to understand His deeper will.
我们盼望主带领我们每一个弟兄姊妹都在属灵的生命上追求成长。
Our desire is that all can grow up spiritually.
好叫有更多的人能进入这个成长期的交通。
So that more can enter in into this fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在约翰一书里面
，In First John，
啊，那么。这个约翰呢，首先告诉我们呢，这个使徒的交通，第一个根据神命。
John tells us that the apostles' fellowship is based on life.
那么另外还有一个重要的原则
，and another principle，
就在这个交通的里面
，that within this fellowship，
我们是要先与神有交通
，first we need to have fellowship with God Himself，
然后再与人有交通
，and then we have fellowship with man。
啊，就是这不是两个交通
，this is not two fellowship，
交通只有一个
，there's only one fellowship。
我们先与父。先与子有交通
we have fellowship first with the Father
然后把这个交通那么带到神的百姓中与众人有交通
and then we bring this fellowship to the people of God and then have fellowship with them、
啊、约翰告诉我们这个交通乃是一个直接的交通
John tells us that this fellowship is a direct fellowship
他把所看见的所听见的传给、神的儿女们
what we have heard what we have seen he gives to the people of God
所以今天我们也是一样我们首先要与我们的神之间有交通
So firstly, we must have fellowship with our God.
从这个交通的里面
，and through this,
我们领受神的丰富
，we have received of His fullness.
然后我们要与我们所有的弟兄姊妹都要在这个交通里有交通。
Then we can have fellowship with all brothers and sisters.
所以这是当初使徒约翰，他把这个使徒的交通啊。那么做了一个很清楚的说明。
So the Apostle John made it very clear what this matter of the Apostles' fellowship was.
所以现在我们知道。
Now we know.
今天神的儿女之间真正的交通应该是使徒的交通。
The true fellowship among the children of God is the Apostles' fellowship.
好像神为着神百姓的交通啊。把它立下了一个模型一个样式一样。
As if there's a form for fellowship for the children of God.
所以我们今天。必须在这样一种的方式中间，我们进入交通。
So today, under this way, we can have fellowship one with another.
那么我们就能享受在交通中的喜乐。
And we can receive and experience the joy of fellowship.
我们也可以在交通中行走在光明的里面。
And in fellowship, we can walk in the light.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个交通的范围是非常大的。
The sphere of this fellowship is very big.
当然，今天我们晓得，因为我们的软弱。
Because of our weaknesses.
在很多属灵的事情上面，我们并不知道怎样行。
In many spiritual matters, we do not know what to do.
甚至我们连与神交通，我们也不大会。
And maybe we don't even know how to have fellowship.
所以这也就是为什么神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
That is why God sent the Holy Spirit to live in us.
圣灵做保惠师。
He became our advocate.
所以他在我们的生活中间来引导我们。
So in our life, He leads us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们可以看见。在我们的生活的各个不同的层面里面
every aspect of our life,
因着神的灵的引导
because of God's leading,
我们可以进入与父与子之间的交通
we can enter into the fellowship of the Father and the Son.
并且这个呢是所有蒙恩得救的神的儿女共同有的一个权利
everybody has this privilege as children of God.
我们可以来分享神那个属天的丰富
We can share in the fullness of our Father.
在创世纪十八章第十七节那里
In Genesis chapter 18, verse 17,
我们看见神进入亚伯拉罕的生活
We see that God entered Abraham's life.
那里说耶和华说 我所做的事岂可不告诉亚伯拉罕
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
所以弟兄姊妹们你看见我们的神很喜欢呢，与人来分享他的丰富。
You see, our God likes to share His fullness with man.
所以，当神有一点的作为的时候
，So when He has something,
要发生在亚伯拉罕的生命中
，Something that is going to happen to Abraham.
所以呢，他就迫不及待的来告诉亚伯拉罕。
So he cannot wait and say, "Tell Abraham."
今天一样
，Same thing.
弟兄姊妹们，神愿意把他心中所要做的告诉我们。
God wants to tell us what He has in His heart.
所以我们在我们的生活中可以分享这个属天的丰富。
So in our life, we can share of this heavenly fullness.
在新约圣经的里面呢
，In the New Testament,
这个交通这件事情
，This matter of fellowship,
啊，不仅是用在属灵的事情上
，Is not only applied to spiritual matters.
使徒也告诉我们，在财务上面的这个分享也是一种交通。
The material fellowship is also a type of fellowship.
有的时候，神把更多很多的祝福。 财物赐给我们。
Many times the Lord gives us much material.
我们应当与那些有需要的人彼此之间能分享。
And we need to share this with those who are in need.
所以这也是一种的交通。
This is also a type of fellowship.
那么在腓立比书里面还讲到
，In Philippians it also.
我们也可以在基督的苦难上面有交通。
That we can have fellowship in Christ's sufferings.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
两千年的教会历史。
And the 2,000 years of church history.
多少爱主的弟兄姊妹。
So many brothers and sisters.
他们在基督的苦难上面来与神有交通。
They have fellowship with the sufferings of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
神乃是把我们的生活放在他的交通的里面。
God puts our life in His fellowship.
所以我们基督徒应该在每一件事情上面都与神有交通。
So we Christians should have in all aspects have fellowship.
在我们生命的需要里面
，in our need,
接受神的供应
，we accept,
接受神的帮助
，we accept His help.
我们从主所领受的丰富
，we accept and receive.
我们也可以我和我们的弟兄姊妹彼此来分享。
And then we can share with brothers and sisters.
不仅在生活中我们可以有交通
，not only do we have fellowship in life.
更宝贵的。
But more precious.
神可以使我们在他荣耀的旨意上面有交通。
God can have fellowship with us in His eternal purpose.
我们刚才说过了。
We spoke before.
如果我们能在神的旨意上面与他有交通。
If we can have fellowship with Him in His will.
这是一个生命成熟的现象。
This shows that we have grown spiritually.
我们可以在与他的交通中。
Within that fellowship,
明白他在整个宇宙中间他的经营和他的建造。
We can understand all of His creation in the universe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
从人类的历史上面来看
，Throughout the history of mankind,
神一直在寻找这样的人，那么与他有交通。
God is seeking these people to have fellowship.
神渴望能得着一些。成熟的生命。
He desires to have mature spiritual life.
当他得着这些成熟生命的时候
，And when he has this mature spiritual life,
我们看见神就可以把他心中所有的奥秘，通通把它交通出来。
God can share all of the mysteries that is in him.
这是神最大的快乐。
This is his greatest joy.
啊，我们晓得今天如果一个人他里面有很多的计划啊，很好的找不到人谈呢，这个很苦闷。
We know that if somebody has much to share within him and he has nobody to share with it, it's very difficult.
所以神如果找不到人交通，神的心也不快乐。
If God cannot find man to share with, he is not filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经里面可以看见。很多的例子
，Through the Bible we can see many examples.
啊，比方说我们在这里举几个例子说明一下。
For example, we'll bring a couple examples.
啊，我们晓得在人类的历史2500年以后
in 2,500 years ago,
那个时候神把以色列百姓从埃及领出来了。
The people of Israel taken out of Egypt.
那是借着摩西的手把他们引领出来。
And through the hand of Moses, they were led out.
等到他们来到西乃山脚下的时候
，When we are there at the foot of Mount Sinai.
啊，神觉得时候到了。
God thought, "Oh, the time has come."
神的心啊，非常的迫切。
And his heart was full of joy.
所以，当摩西把以色列人安顿好之后啊
，And as the people were ready, prepared by Moses.
神就对摩西说：“你上来。”
And then God said to Moses, "Come."
我要跟你好好的交通。
I want to have fellowship with you.
现在。弟兄姊妹们，神终于找到一个成熟的人。
And now, brothers and sisters, God found somebody who was mature.
所以摩西就上到山顶上。
So Moses went up to the mountaintop.
然后神就用整个云彩把整个西乃山统统包围起来。
And God used all the clouds to cover the mountain.
啊，神就把摩西把他关在山顶上。
And God enclosed Moses up in the mountain.
40昼夜。
40 days and nights.
好像神对摩西说：“摩西啊，先让我们来好好的交通一下。”
As if God said, "Moses, let us have some good fellowship."
据我们领会，他大概40昼夜恐怕也不吃不喝。
And according to our understanding, he probably did not eat or drink during those
40 days. 也不需要睡觉。
And he did not sleep.
啊，神说啊，这个吃饭、喝水、睡觉浪费时间。
And God would say, "Oh, if you to eat, to drink, and sleep, that's a waste of time."
让我们来好好的交通。
Let's have some great fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们能感觉到神心中的快乐。
You can see the joy in God's heart.
神四十昼夜。
40 days and nights.
不停地把他心中所有的奥秘啊，创世以来的奥秘，那么启示给摩西。
He wants to reveal all of his mysteries from the foundation of the world to Moses.
我们晓得那个这个奥秘，就是 后来所建造的整个的会幕。
And we know that that mystery is what enabled the building of the tabernacle.
我们晓得这过去的2500年呢。
We know that the past 2500 years.
虽然也有不断的有人跟神之间能有一点交通。
Even though there were some people who had some fellowship with God.
但是那个交通呢，好像神还是不尽兴。
But that fellowship was not satisfying to God.
因为神没有办法把他这个心中所有的这个真正的秘密要把它完全释放出来。
Because he could not release everything that was within him.
像大摩西到了80岁，终于神找到一个成熟的人。
Moses was 80 years old. Finally, God found somebody who was mature.
我们晓得摩西那天在天上，在山上啊。
We know that Moses that day on the mountain.
他也看不见神的面。
He couldn't see God's face.
因为他不能见神的面。
Because he cannot face God's face.
整个云彩遮住。
So all the clouds were covered.
但他知道神在哪里。
But he knew God was there.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神就在那里，把他自己心中所要的计划告诉摩西。
And it was there that God poured out all of the thoughts in his heart to him.
是神亲自从天上来到西乃山。
God came from heaven down to Mount Sinai.
因此呢，我们能领会神的心渴望交通。
We can understand and see how much He desired to have fellowship.
他一直在寻找人要与他有交通。
He was always seeking for someone to have fellowship with.
我们晓得这个西乃山上的交通。
We know the fellowship on Mount Sinai.
把10条诫命带下来，把会幕带下来。
The Ten Commandments came. The Tabernacle.
这个对于以色列民族产生重大的影响。
And it really was very important to the people of Israel.
这个在人类的历史上面来讲也是重要的影响。
And it's very important for history of mankind.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们不仅在旧约时代中间看见摩西进入神的交通。
Not only in the Old Testament do we see Moses entering into the fellowship of God.
他明白神的计划。
But he understood God's plan.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个交通
，this fellowship，
就把他引到神的意象里面。
Led him into God's vision.
所以今天呢，如果我们与神没有交通啊
，If we do not have fellowship with God，
你也看不见意象。
You will not see the vision.
啊，所以我们需要进入与主的交通。
We need to enter into the fellowship with God.
在这个交通中，当你明白神的心意的时候
，And when you understand what is in God's heart，
你就得着了神的意象。
You will receive His vision.
那么再过大概将近1500年以后
，And then 1500 years later，
神在地上又找着一个人。
God found someone else.
啊，这个人的名字叫保罗。
And his name was Paul.
啊。我们知道神特别拣选他。
And we know God chose him.
他在大马色的路上，主亲自遇见他。
And the road on the road to Damascus, he met him.
那么保罗得救了。
And Paul was saved.
保罗一得救之后，非常的火热。
And once Paul was saved, he was very fervent.
啊，保罗是一个有热心为着神的人。
He was one who had a fervent heart for God.
所以呢，他除了前面3年半时间在阿拉伯的旷野
，And aside from 3.5 years being in the desert of Arabia.
那么其他的时间呢，他就在地中海沿岸到处传。
Throughout all the Mediterranean, he was preaching the gospel.
那么到处奔跑。
And he was going everywhere.
当然，开头的时候神也许可他奔跑。
And God allowed him to go everywhere.
让他有很多的经验。
So that he had much experience.
哎，到了一个时候啊。
But at one point,
神说够了，够了。
God said enough.
不要再跑了。
Don't run anymore.
啊，所以神就怎么样，把他锁在罗马的监牢里。
God handcuffed him and put him in a Roman prison.
为什么要把他锁在罗马的监牢里呢
？Why was he imprisoned?
因为神要交通啊。
Because God wants to have fellowship.
因为到处跑没办法交通啊。
If he keeps running, he can't have fellowship.
哎，所以只有把他锁起来。
So only if he were to be imprisoned.
神用特殊的方式把他锁起来。
And through a special situation, he imprisoned him.
结果我们晓得，在罗马的监牢里面。
And then in the Roman jail.
保罗写下4封重要的书信。
Paul wrote four important epistles.
保罗写下以弗所书。
He wrote Ephesians.
写下哥罗西书。
Colossians.
保罗亲自告诉我们，这是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，现在启示给他了。
Paul said that this was the mystery hidden from the beginning of the world.
弟兄姊妹，神为什么要把保罗锁在监牢里面
？Why was Paul imprisoned?
神为着要交通。
It's because God wanted to have fellowship.
从外表来看。
Outwardly speaking,
保罗实在是很苦的。
It's as if Paul was suffering much.
你想 锁在监牢里面有什么好呢？
To be in prison, what's good in that?
但是千万不要忘记，
But let us not forget.
不是光是保罗下了监牢，
It is not only Paul who entered into jail.
我们的神也进到监牢里，
But our God also went there into jail.
我们的神在那里陪伴他，
Our God was there with him.
所以在那一段日子，保罗在监牢里的日子，实在是一个荣耀的日子。
So during the time of Paul's imprisonment, they were a glorious time.
哎呀，我常常有一个想象。
Many times I have this thought.
当神的那个交通进到保罗心里的时候
，When God's fellowship entered Paul,
保罗拿起笔来，一个字一个字的写。
Paul picked up his pen and wrote word for word.
这从创世以来隐藏在神心中的奥秘，就逐渐地显在这个纸上。
And the mystery that was hidden from before all ages was written on paper.
弟兄姊妹们，我们相信在那个光景中
，We believe that under that situation,
保罗完全忘记了监牢的苦。
Paul forgot all the sufferings in prison.
所以他对腓立比弟兄姊妹说：“我能喜乐。”
So for to the Philippians, he said, "I can rejoice."
因为我活在神的交通的里面。
Because I live in the fellowship of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的神用特殊的一个方法，好像把他的心意那么启示出来。
Our God used a very special way to express and release what was in His heart.
这跟今天我们的交通不大一样。
It's a little different than the fellowship we have today.
我们常说，哎，弟兄，我们找个地方交通啊。
We say, oh brother, let's have fellowship and go to a corner here and have fellowship.
我们要找一个风景非常美丽的地方。
Or we go to somewhere where it's very beautiful and have fellowship there.
找个非常舒适的地方。
Or somewhere where it's very serene.
然后我们坐下来彼此有点交通。
And then let's just sit down and have fellowship one with another.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
神在这里对保罗一个 特别的一个带领
God has something here for Paul.
但是我们感谢神
We thank God.
在当时的时代里面
during that time,
神不仅得到保罗这样一个成熟的器皿
Paul did not only gain, God did not only gain Paul as such a vessel.
神可以把他心中的秘密完全没有保留的把他释放出来
But he was able to not keep anything back and to release all.
所以难怪他在哥罗在加拉太书里面告诉我们
So in Galatians he tells us.
他说神乐意将他的儿子启示在我里面。
The God rejoiced. God was glad to be able to reveal His Son in me.
啊，那个乐意那个字啊，它这个原文就是一种非常大的一种快乐，是 pleasure 这个字。
And God had pleasure in revealing His Son.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么时候神能把他的儿子启示出来，就是把他荣耀的心意启示出来的时候，这是神心中最大的快乐。
And it is the greatest pleasure in God's heart when He can reveal His precious Son.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主不仅得着保罗一个人。
Not only did He gain Paul the person.
主在那个时代中间也得着一个成熟的教会，就是以弗所的教会。
But He also gained a mature church, the Church of Ephesus.
因为保罗跟神之间的这个交通。
Because the fellowship that Paul had with God.
那是写给以弗所教会。
He wrote that to the Ephesian church.
以弗所的教会能承接这么荣耀的信息。
And the Ephesian church can receive such a glorious message.
那证明以弗所的教会的光景是非常的好的。
And their condition was very good.
他们是可以吃干粮的。
They can eat meat.
他们不像哥林多的教会。
They are not like the church in Corinth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
不仅是以弗所，我们看见还有这个哥罗西。
Not only the church in Ephesus, but also Colossae.
那里有一班圣徒。
There are saints there.
他们属灵的生命是成长的。
And their life has spiritual life.
所以保罗从主所领受的哥罗西书可以写给他们。
So what Paul received, he can write to the Colossian church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们从圣经里面可以看见神的心意。
Through the Bible, we can see God's heart.
那么到了第一个世纪将结束的时候
，At the end of the first century,
那么神又找到另外一个人
，God found someone else.
啊，这个人是约翰。
And that is John.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。我们看见那个时候约翰年纪非常大。
We see that John was an aged man at that time.
从外表上看来
，Outwardly speaking，
这个老人家所遭遇的实在是不顺利。
And this older man, he did not encounter; it was not very smooth.
他好像九十多岁的还被充军呢。
He was already 90 years old, and yet he was exiled.
哎呀，我们不晓得为什么罗马人这么残酷啊。
We do not know why the Roman people dealt with him.
九十多岁的老人家还把他充军到拔摩海岛上去。
90 years old, and he was exiled to Patmos.
从外表看来是个苦难。
Outwardly, it was as suffering.
但是我们从属灵的里面来看，我们知道这是神的心意。
But spiritually seeing, we can say this is God's will.
因为神在这里又找着一个属灵生命成熟的人。
Because again, you found somebody who was mature spiritually.
啊，神是有意的把他那个。 关锁在拔摩海岛上。
God had a purpose to enclose them in the island of Patmos.
且我们晓得，在拔摩海岛上
，and on Patmos，
约翰得到一个重大的启示。
John had a great revelation.
他得知神在末后时代工作的全部计划。
And he knew everything that was to happen in the end times.
这就是今天我们新约圣经中的启示录。
And then we see the book of Revelation in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
哎呀。我们的神实在是渴望能够与人有交通。
Our God desires to have fellowship with man.
当然，弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们在使徒们的交通的里面。
Of course, when we talk about the apostles' fellowship,
我们也需要追求生命的成熟。
We need to seek for spiritual growth.
否则的话呢，这一些神所启示出来的心意的话，我们也没办法进入交通。
Or else, all that God has revealed, we cannot enter in.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他是何等的爱我们。
He loves us so.
我常常在主的跟前，我觉得神的爱是我们没有办法测度的。
Many times before God, I feel that His love is something immeasurable.
他把我们抬举到何等崇高的地位上。
He elevates us to such a high position.
他真是把我们当作他交通的对象。
He indeed treats us as the object of his fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，愿在这些日子
，during these days，
我们每个弟兄姊妹都寻求能做神交通的对象。
May all brothers and sisters seek to be objects of fellowship with God.
好叫我们能从主所的交通中能有丰富的领受。
So that through our fellowship with him, we can receive abundance.
也能够与所有其他的弟兄姊妹能有交通。
And we can have fellowship with all brothers and sisters.
但请我们记得
But let us remember,
今天神所要恢复的交通乃是使徒的交通
But what God wants to restore today is the apostles' fellowship
因为这种的交通才是一个正确的交通
Because this fellowship is the correct fellowship
除此之外
Aside from that
那个都不是交通
There is not true fellowship at all
所以我们盼望主的恩典在我们的身上
So may God's grace be upon us
让我们做一个成为与神交通的人
that we can be indeed those who have true fellowship
也叫我们成为一个与众圣徒都有交通的人
and that we might have true fellowship with all the saints
那当我们讲到这个擘饼的时候
when we speak of breaking the bread
弟兄姊妹擘饼实质的意义也是交通
and the reality of the breaking the bread is also fellowship
因为在哥林多前书第十章十六、十七节告诉我们。
So when we read 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17.
我们在这是统领基督的血，统领基督的身体。
And we are to receive this blood and this body.
那个统领原文的意思就是交通。
And the sharing of the blood is the word fellowship.
我们交通于主的血，也交通于主的身体。
When we share in the blood, we share in the body. We have fellowship in the blood. We have fellowship in the body.
这个同领主的血是什么意思呢
？What is the sharing in the blood？
就说呢，因着主的血，弟兄姊妹们，我们共有主的生命。
And it is because the sharing of the blood that we have and share in His life.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们都有主的生命。
All us Christians who have been saved, we have His life.
我们是活在这个生命的交通里面。
And we live in the fellowship of this life.
那么这个饼呢，乃是一个身体。
This body is one. This bread is one body.
所有蒙恩的圣徒都在这个身体的里面。
And we are all, we who are all saved are in this body.
所以保罗告诉我们
，So Paul tells us,
我们擘饼，我们喝杯。
When we break the bread, when we drink of the cup.
我们就是所有的圣徒都在基督的血里面有交通，都在基督的身体里面有交通。
All of the saints have fellowship in His blood and in His body.
这实在是一件宝贵的事情。
This is very precious.
所以因此呢，今天在教会的生活里面
，So in the church life，
擘饼聚会是很重要的一个聚会。
The meeting of breaking of the bread is very important.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们都晓得
，We all know，
这个擘饼聚会乃是我们的主耶稣基督他亲自设立的。
The breaking of bread meeting was instituted by our Lord Himself.
所以我们可以说这个聚会呢。是所有聚会中间最重要的一个聚会。
We know that this meeting is the most important meeting of all meetings.
有主在这个聚会里面要求我们纪念他。
The Lord commanded us to remember him.
我们不仅我们要纪念主的救恩。
We have to remember his salvation.
我们来表明他的死。
We want to remember his death.
我们纪念主如何为我们 身体裂开。
We remember how his body was broken.
他的血为我们流出。
How his blood was shed.
所以当主日我们在这里擘饼的时候。
So on the Lord's day when we break bread.
啊，我们在这里看见饼和杯，我们就知道我们是一个得救的人。
When we see the bread and cup, we see that we have been saved.
看见我们是一个蒙救赎的人。
And that we are saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神的救恩临到我们。
When we have received his salvation.
这是非常宝贵的一件事。
It is so precious.
你看今天地上有多少的人。
There are so many people on this earth.
成千上万的人。
Thousands and myriads of people.
为什么独独我们这些人得救了？为什么只有我们得救？
Why are we the only ones who were saved?
所以有的时候我走在这个城市里面，在人群中间的时候。
Many times when I walk through the city among the multitudes and crowds.
哎呀，我一想到我是一个蒙恩得救的人。
When I think that, well, I've been saved by grace.
我眼睛看看周围这些人群。
And my eyes looks around and sees the crowd.
为什么这么多的人
？How many people here？
唯独我蒙恩得救了。
Only I have been saved.
我们晓得这是父的拣选。
We know that this is a father's choosing.
这是神的恩典。
It is His grace.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看见饼和杯的时候
，When we see the bread and cup，
我们要存着感恩的心。
We have to come with a heart full of thanksgiving.
感谢他拯救我们。
We thank Him for saving.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们寻找他，是他寻找我们。
It is not that we sought him, but he sought us.
是他把我们带回来。
He was the one who brought us back.
所以我们要因着这个饼杯。
And through the bread and cup.
我们尊重主的救恩。
We remember his salvation.
我们也要珍惜我们在主面前所得到的救恩。
And we are to remember the salvation that we have before him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是大事情。
This is a great thing.
一个基督徒蒙恩得救不是小事情，是大事情。
When somebody becomes a believer, it is a great matter.
但是我们在主的光中，我们看见我们是何等的不配呀。
But in his light, we see that we are not worthy.
我们实在是罪人。
We are sinners,
充满各样的软弱
full of weaknesses,
但是神却是把我们带回来
but God brings us back.
所以我们在这里要纪念主的救恩
so we are to remember his salvation.
不仅纪念主的救恩
not only that,
我们还纪念他还要再回来
we are to remember that he has to return.
因为主在那一次的擘饼里面亲自地告诉门徒
because the Lord told his disciples clearly.
他说我还要回来
he says, I will come back.
弟兄姊妹们他说我要等到神的国降临
and when the kingdom comes,
他说我们要喝新的日子
We will have a new day.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上擘饼
When we break bread on this
earth, 我们也是纪念我们的主
We are to remember our Lord.
他还要回来
He is to come back.
所以这个饼杯提醒我们
The bread and the cup reminds us
还要回来
That he is to return again.
所以这个擘饼跟主的再来有密切的关系
And this breaking of bread has a very close relationship with his return.
所以我们作为基督徒我们要重视这个擘饼的机会
So we have to be very serious about this matter of breaking the bread.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道主回来的日子非常的临近。
We know that the return of our Lord, the day of the return of our Lord is near.
啊，有的时候我们会忘记。
Sometimes we forget.
但是每一个主日，当我们坐在饼杯跟前的时候
，But every Lord's day when we sit before the bread and cup, we are reminded again.
主是要回来的。
That the Lord is to return.
主要我们纪念他。
He wants us to remember him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
是主当日在那里设立
that the Lord was the one who instituted.
并且呢我们晓得主把他的肉给我们吃把他的血给我们喝
He gave us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink.
叫我们更多享受在联合中的满足
so that we can be satisfied as one.
我们晓得在基督徒所有的聚会的里面
we know that among Christians all of the meetings
只有这一个聚会呢是有吃有喝的
This is the only meeting where you eat and where you drink.
啊，像我们今天讲道的聚会就没吃没喝。
And during the message times, you don't eat or drink.
但是那擘饼聚会就有吃有喝。
But you eat or drink during the breaking of bread.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，其实这个呢，乃是作为所有聚会的一个中心。
This is of all meetings one of the central meetings.
所以我常常喜欢称呢，这个擘饼聚会乃是圣徒的第一聚会。
I'd like to sometimes call the breaking of bread the first meeting of the apostles.
那意思说，其他所有的聚会都必须包含擘饼聚会的意义在里面。
And that all meetings have to somehow encompass the meaning of the breaking of bread.
因为在这个聚会里面，我们吃喝我们的主，他成为我们里面满足。
Because as we eat, partake of the bread and the cup, he becomes our full satisfaction.
所以因此，在每一个聚会里面，你都应当吃到主，喝到主。
So in all meetings, we are to eat and drink of him.
我们在听道的时候，我们也享受道主。
When we listen to a message, we are reminded of Him.
我们在祷告的时候，我们也享受道主。
When we pray, we be able to experience Him.
所以主设立这个擘饼的聚会。
So when He instituted this meeting,
那是作为每一个聚会的应该有的一个内容。
And it has something that contains in all meetings.
当然在保罗的书信里面
In the epistles of Paul,
他也提到这个擘饼呢乃是吃主的晚餐
He refers to the breaking of bread as the Lord's Supper.
在哥林多前书十一章讲到这是主的晚餐
And in 1 Corinthians 11 we see it as the Lord's Supper.
那么什么是晚餐的意思呢
What does the meaning of supper?
这个晚餐的意思就是我们都是家人
The meaning of supper means we are all family.
我们不是外人。
We are not strangers.
他在这里实质上提醒我们。
He reminds us here.
教会要活出神家的实际。
The church has to live out the family, the reality of the family of God.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of the heavenly
Father. 我们活在神的家中。
We live in His house.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢主。
We thank God.
我们蒙恩得救之后
After we have been saved,
我们大家都是弟兄姊妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
我常常感觉我和教会中弟兄姊妹的这一个关系好像远胜过地上肉身兄弟姐妹的关系。
Many times I feel that my relationship with brothers and sisters in the meeting surpasses the relationship of my true brothers and sisters.
因为我们彼此所有的关系是非常的紧密。
Because our relationship is so close.
我们今天眼睛所看见的弟兄姊妹。
When we see in our eyes brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，将来到永世里面。
In eternity.
我们要永永远远在一起。
We will forever be together.
这是多么宝贵的一件事。
This is such a precious thing.
所以今天愿因着这个饼杯所有的提醒。
And through the reminder of the bread and cup,
我们能活出神家的实际。
We can live out the reality of the family of God.
我们不是接受一个宗教。
We are not accepting a religion.
我们蒙恩得救的人是回家的儿女。
Once we are saved, we are children that are returning home.
所以这个提醒我们要爱我们的弟兄和姊妹。
It reminds us that we need to love our brothers and sisters.
我们应当彼此的相顾。
We need to take care of one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
当然，保罗在哥林多前书十一章那里也有。提到了
Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians 11.
今天我们要分辨这是主的血和主的身体。
We have to see that this is the body of Christ and His blood.
那就是他说，如果你不分辨的话，你便吃喝自己的罪。
If you do not 分辨。But if let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.If he eats and drinks unworthily, he drinks judgment unto himself.
这个分辨呢，是告提醒我们，我们今天应该有一个配得的态度来领受这个饼杯。
So we need to examine ourselves to see that we have an attitude that is worthy to accept the bread and the cup.
就是我们不可以随随便便的来领受这个饼杯。
We cannot just wishy-washily accept this bread and cup.
像哥林多的教会一样。
So just like the Corinthian church.
因为他们从前是完全吃晚餐。
Because they ate the supper.
有人想说那个教会那个里面那个饼不好吃。
They felt that well that in the meeting the bread didn't taste very good.
那个酒那个葡萄汁啊，喝起来也不是很好。
And the wine didn't taste very good either.
所以呢，就在家里面就先吃饱了再说。
So they ate first at home.
甚至有的人呢，还喝得醉醺醺的跑来了。
And some who drank so much they came drunk.
所以保罗说啊，你们这个聚会啊，不是得益处，是遭损。
And Paul said that you are no gain in this type of meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们每一次来到饼杯的跟前的时候
Every time we come before the bread and cup,
我们知道我们的主在这里
We know that our Lord is here.
我们天上的父亲也在这里
And our Heavenly Father is here.
这是我们的主摆上给我们最重要的好像一个礼物一样
And the Lord gave us as if the most important gift to us.
我们应该用很尊重的态度来领受这个饼杯
We need to come with much fear before this.
所以心存感恩
And hearts filled with thanksgiving.
我们需要主的恩典。
We need to have His grace.
那么保罗呢，在哥林多前书第十章呢，又讲到这是主的桌子。
And Paul in the 1 Corinthians 10 said that this is the Lord's table.
这个主的桌子
，this Lord's table，
乃是一个包括性的见证。
It is a table that encompasses, is a testimony of a table that encompasses all.
这是我们的 Sparkstein 告诉我们，这个见证呢是包括了所有一切其他的见证。
This testimony encompasses all other testimonies. This is what our brother Spark said.
那我们知道神，我们看见这个桌子上的饼和杯。
When we see the bread and cup on this table.
我们也晓得这是神与人立约的一个见证。
That it is a testimony of the covenant that God made with man.
主拿起杯的时候，他说：“我这是立约的血。”
When the Lord picked up the cup, he said, "This is the covenant."
这意思告诉我们，主用他的血做保证。
And it says that through His blood is where He gives us the assurance.
就神与我们所立的约，神向我们所有的应许都要应验。
That all the covenant and all the promises will come to fruition.
所以当我们看见那个杯的时候
，When we see that cup，
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面应该有个坚定的信心。
We need to have a firm faith.
我们知道新约中间所有一切的应许。弟兄姊妹都要应验在我们身上。
We know that the promises in the new covenant will be fulfilled in our lives.
当然，这个饼和杯
，of course, this bread and this cup
所立的约
，and the new covenant.
啊，有的人也解释它是一个婚约。
Some people say this is a covenant of marriage.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见饼和杯的时候
，when we see this bread and cup，
我们知道我们已经许配给基督了。
We know that we have been betrothed to our.
我们等候他的回来。
We are waiting for his return.
那是等候新郎的回来。
We are waiting for the return of our bridegroom.
啊，我们是羔羊的新娘。
We are the bride waiting for the lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们不属于这个世界。
We are no longer of this world.
我们看见饼和杯。
When we see the bread and cup，
我们晓得我们已经是有归属的人，已经归给人。
We already know that we have been betrothed to someone.
啊，所以愿我们能有童贞女的心，等候主回来。
So may we have a heart that can wait before the Lord's return.
所以这是我们今天的见证。
And this is our testimony.
那么弟兄姊妹们。这个桌子呢，不仅是神与人立约的见证。
This table is not only the covenant that God made with man。
这个桌子也说明一个合一的见证。
But this table also speaks of unity。
我们在一个生命里。
We are in one life。
我们也在一个身体当中。
We are in one body。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters。
所以每一次看见饼和杯的时候
，every time we see the bread and cup，
我们就想到我们要与众圣徒在基督里合而为一。
We are reminded that we are to be one with all the saints in Christ。
我们都知道这个饼绝不是一个麦子可以做成的。
We know that this bread is not just made by one grain of wheat。
乃是许多的麦子呢，把它磨成粉了。
But many grains of wheat。Are made into a powder.
然后呢，就把它做成了一个饼。
And it becomes a bread.
弟兄姊妹，这说明我们在基督里面，在基督的身体里面的关系，那是完全的融而为一，融合为一。
It speaks that our relationship in Christ is one.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important point.
所以今天我们在地上设立主的饼杯。
Today, when we have the Lord's the bread and the cup on earth,
我们就是宣告所有在基督里蒙恩的神的儿女们，都是在这个身体的当中。
We declare that all brothers and sisters are in this.
这是一个合一的见证。
This is a testimony.
我相信，对多年蒙恩并且常常拨饼的弟兄姊妹来讲，这些意义并不是新的。
I believe that the meaning that we share today, especially for those older saints who have partaken much, it's not something special.
但是我们需要重新的提醒。
But we do need to remind it once again.
因为刚才我们所说的这些
，because everything we share，
乃是饼杯所说的属灵的实际。
This it shows the spiritual reality.
神要我们所持守的是这一个。
God wants us to grasp hold of it.
我们觉得今天地上的教会
，we feel that the church today on earth，
我们对于饼杯的事情呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们并不是那么十分的尊重。
In terms of the bread and the cup, sometimes we have fallen a little short in its reverence.
在耶路撒冷的教会
，in the church in Jerusalem。
我们看见当初被建立起来的时候
，When it was first growing up，
圣经告诉我们，他们是天天同心合意在主面前擘饼，天天擘饼。
It said that they broke the bread daily。
那么后来呢？因着可能环境的缘故，因着大家的时间不方便的缘故，可能后来就变成了每个主日擘饼。
And afterwards, whether because there was no time or because of the environment, then they only broke bread once every Lord's Day.
我们晓得这是《使徒行传》第二十章里面告诉我们。
We know that this is what's described in Acts chapter 20.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这就告诉我们，擘饼是很重要的。
This tells us that breaking the bread is.
我们每天的生活都应该活在饼杯的实际里面。
Our daily life should be living in the reality of the breaking of bread.
现在因着工作的缘故，因着时间的缘故，我们不得已，你每一个礼拜至少有一次，
But because of our work, because of our time, then we only break bread once a week.
当然，今天在地上的教会很多很轻看这个擘饼聚会。
But sometimes people don't look at it as such an important thing.
我们觉得这是伤主心的事情。
And we feel that this is hurting to God's heart.
但是在一些重看擘饼聚会的人中间呢？
But for those who look at this matter seriously,
今天也有难处。
There's also some difficulties.
我本来想呢，我要避开这个，不要讲。
I actually thought before I tried to avoid this and not say anything.
但是今天因着擘饼带给各地教会所产生的难处，叫我们没有办法不来面对这个东西。
But because there are difficulties when it comes to breaking the bread, we cannot help but mention it.
就有的人呢，太过坚持那个形式。
So many times there are many people who are very strict and they take to an extreme the motions.
本来呢，这个擘饼呢是做合一的见证。
Before the breaking of bread was to have a testimony of unity.
反而因着这个擘饼，因着坚持形式的缘故，造成了许多的分裂。
But because of sticking to some type of form, then there created some division.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们深深的感觉啊
，we deeply feel，
在擘饼纪念主的事上
，when it comes to breaking the bread and remembering，
我们应当注重那个实际
，we need to pay attention to that reality，
而不要太过分的去注重那个方式
，and do not pay attention so much to the form or the way it's done，
或者是注重那些做法。
Or the way it's actually conducted.
当我们仔细地读过圣经中关于擘饼的事
，When we read it very carefully regarding the breaking of bread in the Bible,
好像我们看见主只给我们原则，没给我们一个固定的榜样。
It's as if the Lord only gives us the principle, not an example.
是没有给我们一个定型的一种的做法。
And did not tell us exactly how we should conduct it.
我们实在感觉。
We really feel.
只有实际呢，能叫人合一。
Only reality can make us one.
做法呢，叫人分裂。
The method will actually create division.
所以有人坚持，擘饼聚会必须用一个杯。
And some people insist that you can only have one cup during the Lord's Day.
是擘饼聚会就是一个饼和一个杯的见证。
And that is a testimony of one cup, one bread.
但是呢。那个播的方法用的方式上面来讲的话呢，并不一定说是大家要一致的。
But there doesn't have to be the same way that everybody actually partakes of the bread and cup.
特别今天有人对于这个杯呀、啊，非常坚持说呢，就是一个杯。
But many people today insist that it has to be one cup.
事实上，圣经里面没有提到这个一个杯。
In reality, the Bible doesn't say one cup.
哥林多前书里面有提到一个身体一个饼。
In the First Corinthians, it says one bread, one body.
但是没有提到一个杯。
But it does not say one cup.
今天大多数的许多的难处都出在这个一个杯上面。
So the majority of problems that happen today is a matter of one cup.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在以弗所书第四章
，We know that in Ephesians chapter 4,
那里神有告诉我们。我们要竭力的啊，保守那个灵里面的合一。
That the Lord says that we need to keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们要促进这个一。
We need to be diligent to preserve.
那里有七个一。
And then we also see the seven ones.
那是全地所有圣徒们共同遵守的一。
And that is all the ones that are to be preserved by the saints.
那除了那七个一之外呢
？Aside from those seven ones,
没有第八个一。
There is not an eighth one.
也没有其他的一。
There are no more other ones.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我想当初呢，主在这里告诉我们，他拿起这个杯，当然是一个杯啊。
When the Lord picked up that cup, of course it was one cup.
主说要我们注重的乃是那个杯所代表的实际。
But what the Lord wants us to pay attention to is the reality that that cup represents.
他并没有坚持叫我们一定要在外面那个做法上面。
He did not insist on an outwardly method.
实在来讲
strictly speaking,
如果我们持守饼和杯的实际。
If we are to really hold true to the reality of the bread and cup,
圣徒自然在主里面就合一了。
Then very naturally within the Lord, the saints will be one.
所以我们觉得这个饼杯的实际呢，是过于外面的一种的做法。
So the reality of the bread and cup is surpasses the outward method.
我们时常感觉在圣经里面有一些的真理啊。你不能完全按照这个字面上面来做。
There are certain truths of the Bible that you cannot just follow literally.
你比方说，有的聚会里面他们强调这个同领主的血。
So for example, in certain meetings they insist on partaking of the blood of Christ.
他就把那个注意摆在那个同的就一起。
And the emphasis is on all as everyone.Altogether partaking.
所以你拿着那个杯的时候，你不能喝。
So when you take the cup, you can't drink it.
啊，这样要等人宣布说，我们现在大家一起同领主的杯，就同领主的杯。
And so the only time you can take it is when the person announces that, okay, now all of us will partake of the cup.
那么你剥了一个饼，你也不能马上就吃掉。
And many times when you break the bread, you can't eat it immediately.
我曾经犯过这个错误啊。
I made that mistake once.
因为我们的习惯来了，我就吃了。
Because our habit is.We get it, we eat it.
人家说他同领啊，我没有了。
And then they said, let's partake together. I didn't have one.
这个字面上的东西嘛。
This is done literally.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你按照字面上来讲的话呢
，If you follow literally,
那么在路加福音告诉我们主擘饼的时候，你要喝两次杯啊。
In Luke, it shows that you have to drink the cup twice.
在擘饼之前喝一次杯。
You drink the cup first before the break.
然后擘完饼之后要再喝一次杯。
And after you break the bread, you drink it a second time.
所以我们看见天底下有哪一个聚会的擘饼是绝对标准的呢
？So among this and around this whole universe, how is there an ideal way of having the meeting and breaking?
有一些事主是让我们注重实际。
There are certain things that God wants us to pay attention to.
主给我们原则。
He gives us the principle.
要受浸是一个原则，是一个实际。
The principle of baptism, for example.
那么姊妹的蒙头也是一样。
Or head covering for sisters.
我给你们讲一件很有趣的事情。
I'll tell you something very funny.
因为在使徒的教训里面呢
，Among the teaching of the apostles.
曾经啊多次提到说呢。
It's many times it's mentioned.
圣徒们要彼此亲嘴问安。
Apostles should kiss each other with a holy kiss.
我们晓得这个呢，在我们亚洲啊，这个民族里面要实行是很困难的。
We know that especially in Asian countries, this is very difficult.
犹太人他们是亲嘴。
Jewish people, they can kiss.
啊，有些西方的人他们。也亲嘴。
And in the West, it's very easy to kiss.
但是当保罗提到这些亲嘴问安的时候
，But when Paul said greet each other with a holy kiss,
他下面加了一句话
，He added a phrase.
他说勿要圣洁
，It has to be holy.
所以可见呢，保罗在讲这件事情，也心里比较担心啊。
And Paul, when he said these words, he was a little nervous.
啊，不然的话就不需要讲勿要圣洁，对不对
？Or else he didn't have to say a holy kiss.
啊，他说务必要圣洁。
He said it has to be holy.
所以后来在教会历史中
，So in church history，
有的弟兄们觉得应当恢复所有的真理。
And many brothers believe that we need to return to all truth。
啊，我们知道在欧洲，他们有一些教会，他们就说这是使徒的教训。
And in Europe, many people said that this is the teaching of the apostles。
这是主的话。
This is God's word。
所以我们要实行。
So we need to do it。
但是实行的时候呢，他们就有个问题。
So when they did it, there was a problem。
这个务要圣洁。
To be holy.
那么怎么样才叫做圣洁呢
？What is holy?
所以后来他们开会决定这样。
So they had a meeting and decided.
就亲嘴啊，不可以超过三秒钟。
When you kiss, you cannot surpass 3 seconds.
超过三秒钟就不圣洁了。
If you kiss for more than 3 seconds, it's no longer holy.
那么后来实行呢
？And when they actually did it?
实行之后发觉还是有问题。
They said it was still a problem.
所以不行，这样不能做。他们又开会。
They had another meeting.
那么另外决定。
And then they decide.
就说啊，这样好。
Let's do this.
我们只和教会里面的长老执事亲嘴。
We only will kiss the elders in the church.
因为他们是属灵人呢。
Because they are spiritual men.
他们比较圣洁。
And they are more holy.
啊，所以后来呢，就只跟长老执事亲嘴。
So they only kiss the elders in the church.
那么后来发现还是不行。
And they said afterwards it was not good.
还是出现很多问题。
Still a lot of problems.
所以后来他们闹了一个很大的笑话。
And there was a pretty big joke.
他们就做了一个板子。
They had a board that they made.
然后呢，他们就来亲这个板子。
And then they would kiss the board.
所以从长老执事开始怎么亲
？And from began from the elders and deacons, the board.
然后传给现在弟兄。
And then gave it to all the other saints.
弟兄们亲。
And then the brothers and sisters kissed the board.
弟兄们亲完了，姊妹们亲。
Oh, after the brothers kissed it, the sisters kissed it.
他们就讲这个叫亲嘴板。
And they called it the kissing board.
我们晓得在欧洲有一些博物馆里面现在还存着这个亲嘴板在那。
And in Europe, you'll see many museums that have kissing boards.
弟兄姊妹，这实在闹出一个很大的笑话。
And this was a big laughing matter.
我常常想，我们的主是何等的伟大。
I feel so many times our Lord is so great.
何等的尊贵。
He is so precious.
从这样一位荣耀、圣洁、尊贵的主出来的，难道是我们所做的这种可笑的东西吗
？From such a glorious, holy Lord that we can come to something as laughable as this？
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在波比的事上
，On this matter of breaking the
bread， 我们应当持守的乃是那个属灵的实际。
We need to pay attention to the spiritual reality。
当然，今天我们常常有时候讲啊，你一个月剥一次饼，这是不对的。
Of course, sometimes we say, "Oh, you only break the bread once a month. That's not right."
那么就是你每个主日剥饼。
But even if you break the bread every week，
如果你不能活在这个饼杯真实的实际里面
，You cannot live in the reality of the bread and the cup。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters。
那个在神跟前来看也是没有多大的价值。
There is also a very little value.
所以我们不能把这个饼杯的事情呢，把它变成了一种教会聚会的一个节目。
We cannot have the bread and the breaking of the bread as part of a program.
变成一种习惯性的东西。
Or something of a habit.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们必须活在这个饼杯的这个实际的里面。
We need to live in the reality of the bread and the cup。
尤其主快回来了
，Especially as the Lord is about to return。
这件事情跟主的回来有密切的关系。
This has to do very much with the Lord's return。
因为我们每一次来到饼杯的跟前的时候
，Every time we come before the bread and the cup，
我们真诚的在这里纪念他。
We come and truly remember him。
我们思念他。
We remember we
我们纪念他。
We remember him。
我们在这里歌唱。赞美他
，and we sing of him。
我们祷告催促他的回来。
We pray and hasten his return。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
波饼聚会实在是一个非常重要的一个聚会。
The meeting of breaking the bread is so important。
今天教会应该重视这个聚会。
The church needs to be serious about it。
我们晓得在教会历史上
，we know in church history，
有好几次的大复兴就是因为从这个波饼聚会开始。
There are many revivals that began through the Lord's table。
大家都知道摩尔维亚的大复兴。
We know that the big revival, the great revival。
就是因为他们在主的桌子跟前
，It is because they were before the Lord's table，
被主的爱感动
，They were touched by His love，
神的灵在那里做工在他们中间
，And God the Lord's Spirit worked in their lives。
结果他们各宗各派、各样不同背景的人在主里面就合而为一
，And brothers and sisters from all different backgrounds came together as one。
这是教会历史上面多么美丽的一个见证
，This is such a beautiful testimony in church history。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
所以我们要在饼杯的里面活出那个教会真正合一的这种光景。
In the bread and cup, we need to live the reality of unity.
一百年以后，在普利茅斯的弟兄运动里面，同样的从波饼开始。
100 years later, the same thing happened with the Plymouth Brethren.
那个见证开头的时候是多么的刚强。
That testimony when it first began was so strong.
实在带进神极大的一个祝福。
It brought indeed a blessing from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters。
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
在初期的教会里面
，In the early church，
他们在聚会中间有四样坚持的事。
There were four important items that they did in the church。
也是他们聚会中间重要的内容。
And it's very important content in the church。
他们持守、坚守使徒的教训。
They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles。
他们重视神的话语。
They were paid attention to God's word。
他们活在使徒的交通里面。
And they lived in the apostles'。
他们坚持这种交通的方式。
And they wanted to have that fellowship.
他们不仅与神有交通
，Not only did they have fellowship with God，
他们与众圣徒彼此也有交通
，But they had fellowship with all the saints.
他们也坚持擘饼
，And they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread.
他们也坚持祷告
，And devoted themselves to prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们今天应当活在使徒的交通中间。
Today we need to live in the fellowship of the apostles.
我们应当在波饼聚会的那个实际中见证主的自己。
And we need to testify of the Lord Himself in the breaking of the bread.
愿主借着这个激励我们。
May the Lord use us to encourage us.
让我们无论如何艰难。
No matter how difficult,
我们要跟我们的弟兄姊妹在一起。
We need to be together with our brothers and sisters.
我们要在身体的里面。
We need to be within the body.
啊，我们要在基督里面有合一的见证。
We need to be in Christ, have the testimony of unity.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们巴望在主回来之前
，our desire is that before the Lord returns,
每一个弟兄姊妹跟神之间都有美好的交通生活。
That each brother and sister can have a life of fellowship before the Lord.
让我们从主那里领受他的丰盛。
That we can receive all of his riches.
让教会里面彼此之间也能够有敞开的交通。
And that brothers and sisters can also have the fellowship together.
认真来讲，这个交通才能够带进更大的丰富。
And though because of this fellowship, more of his fullness can enter.
所以如果不能交通，
If we cannot have fellowship,
好像你的身体里面血不能流了。
It's as if the blood no longer flows in the body.
弟兄姊妹们，这个肢体要瘫痪。
And then this member of the body will be gone.
我们晓得，我们与主之间的交通一断绝，我们就陷在非常危险的地步。
Once our fellowship is broken, then we fall into dangerous ground.
仇敌在我们身上可以做他要任意做他所做的工作。
The enemy can do what he wants with us.
如果这个交通在圣徒中间断绝
，If this fellowship among the saints is broken,
弟兄姊妹会使整个基督的身体瘫痪。
And that means the body of Christ will be broken.
所以我们需要活在这个交通的里面。
We paralyzed. We need to enter.
我们需要在主的跟前过着一个等候主回来的生活。
We need to live a life of waiting for the Lord's return.
所以我想擘饼聚会是最有具代表性的。
We know that the bread breaking of bread meeting is very important.
这不是光是我们一个个人在主面前的等候。
It is not just our own individual waiting.
乃是和我们所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同等候我们的主。
But we all together with all brothers and sisters wait for the return of our Lord.
愿主的爱激励我们。
May the Lord's love encourage us.
我们实在能活出这些事。
That we can live out this reality. Let us bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你不仅把我们从世界中寻找回来。
You not only found us out of this world.
你用你的血把我们的罪洗得清洁。
But you cleanse all of our sins with your precious blood.
你也把你自己的生命赐给我们。
And you gave of your own life to us.
我们成了回家的儿女。
And we have become the children who can return home.
我们因着有你的生命。
Because we have your life.
我们可以与你之间有交通。
We can have fellowship with you.
我们因着有你的生命。
Because we have your life.
我们可以彼此有交通。
We can have fellowship one with another.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
愿你把这个交通的喜乐赐给我们。
May you give the joy of fellowship to us.
愿我们都活在光中。
May we all live in this
world. 主啊，若是我们在你面前犯了什么错误，
If we have done any wrong,
若是有什么东西拦阻了这个交通，
If something keeps us from having
fellowship, 今天求你光照我们。
May you enlighten us.
主啊，也除去所有一切的间隔。
Remove any division.
用你的血来洁净我们。
Lord, cleanse us with your blood.
好叫今天地上的教会。
So that the church on the earth,
我们能够丰丰富富地活在这个交通的生活里面。
We can richly live in the life of fellowship.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你不仅恩待我们。
Not only do you have grace,
主啊，你还有再来的应许。
But you have a promise.
你要回来迎接我们。
You are to come back to take us home.
我们在地上，所以擘饼喝杯。
When we partake of the bread and cup,
我们来是等候你的回来。
We are returning. We're waiting for your return.
我们纪念你为我们所成就的一切。
We thank you for everything you have done for us.
我们纪念你要叫我们在这个饼杯里面能活出神家的实际。
And we remember that we can live the reality of the family of God within the bread and cup.
让我们学习和我们的弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
Let us learn together how to love one another.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们求你在祝福这些话语。
We ask that you bless these words.
施恩给我们所有的人。
Do give grace to your people.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.